It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back.
Good morning. Thursday Talk Round. Told you, folks, it's going to be a busy one today. Hey, by the way, thank you for waking up with us, letting us be a part of your life and a part of your morning. Appreciate that. Well, in the world of nonprofits here at KBMW, I got to tell you, we always have our favorites. And, of course, this is one of our favorites. I look forward to May every year because I get to talk with Kinship and the amazing race. Rebecca and Marianne with me this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
First of all, tell me about Lunch Buddies, Marie. Yeah. You just kind of finished up this thing. Fill us in on this. What a great program.
So Kinship just wrapped up Lunch Buddies in Wahpeton and Breckenridge School. We saw our fifth graders in Wahpeton graduated from the program.
Oh, man.
That's really hard.
I was going to say bittersweet, yeah.
They've been matched with their mentors for 3 years. But we're also excited to share that we have 4 new mentor matches coming out of Lunch Buddies. So
fantastic.
It's just really amazing to see. And especially for these fifth graders who are entering middle school and high school, where friendships become kind of a priority.
Yeah.
We are going to be able to give them a mentor that they already have a really established relationship with that's going to cheer them on through middle school and high school. And I just think that's a beautiful thing.
And probably the rest of their life.
Yes,
that's the
absolutely.
Beautiful part about mentoring. Absolutely. Is that something that's going to hang with you for forever.
Yeah, we get to see mentors become grandparent mentors.
Unbelievable.
And things like that. So it is a really beautiful thing that we're supporting and raising funds for.
Well, congratulations to you and Kinship on doing this. Again, another great resource that we've got here. Hey, amazing race happening here. 19 years. You guys have been doing this. Rebecca, step up. 19 years for you.
I know. I can't believe it.
I thought it was maybe a typo.
Shows my age.
Me too.
But the fact that we've this is our 19th race blows me away.
Right. Well, and again, we're coming here today with kind of a sense of urgency because you need teams signed up, correct?
We sure do.
All right. And tell us a little bit about this. I got a deadline for this.
We do. Like, our Amazing Race is a super fun event based off the NBC Amazing Race. We do a little version around Breckenridge Wahpeton. We have 8 businesses signed up to do really fun challenges. So it's awesome. But we get businesses to sponsor the challenges, the prizes, the medals, the t-shirts, the food. But what the teams bring in, their registration fee, is our fundraiser.
Right.
So without teams, we don't make any money, you know, so we really need our teams. And it's not just about money. I mean, the teams are actually, they're having fun. It's team building. I mean, these are memories that they will remember and talk about all year.
Yeah.
I mean, for a lifetime. But they're also doing something good. They're supporting all the mentoring that's happening in this community between teen group, Lunch Buddies, one-to-one matched, you know, one-to-one youth mentoring. So it's a great thing to do. But you're creating memories and having fun. And $300 sometimes sounds intimidating to people. I know that. I had one little Lunch Buddy who I handed him a card and told him a little about the race. He said, I'd love to. And then he looked at the back and he goes, no, thank you. And he handed it back to me.
Yeah, but if you spread that out, okay,
yeah, right.
and a lot of teams do, right?
And, of course, I explained to him that he could be on a Kinship team, which
sure.
we have already found sponsors for.
Yeah.
So that was okay. But really, if you have 6 team members, that's $50 each that you need to find a sponsor for, whether it be a business, whether it be grandma, uncle, neighbor. You know, we have sponsor forms that they can use. We've also had parents who have written $300 checks and said, are you serious? Like, when we go to Fargo and I take my family to a movie, we go out to eat.
Yeah.
The girls want to go to the mall. We pay for the gas. He goes, I pay way more than this for a trip to Fargo. And he goes, my kids talk about this all year long.
Right, right. A trip up there and back, you'll forget that in about a day.
Exactly.
But this is going to stick with you.
Absolutely.
And as far as, like, team slots, how many do you have open right now?
We are open. We have 17 teams registered right now.
Okay.
Our goal is to at least have 24 or 25 teams.
So you're getting there.
Yep. We're hoping to raise $15,000 for Kinship through this fundraiser. And so, yeah, we need the team. So speaking of teams, though, she mentioned we have 4 to 6 racers per team. But there also is a family-friendly division and a competitive division.
Okay.
So when
what is the difference?
Yeah. So when you're building a team, if you have a youth that's 12 years old or younger, you can enter the family division. Where the competitive division, I typically say that's the adults that are super competitive.
They get after it, yeah.
We had teenagers. Breckenridge Cowboys basketball and football team throw out a challenge to the Huskies. We hear hopefully there's a BW Blades team in the works. And
great.
So those are kind of the youthful, more competitive, off to the races kind of thing. And there is a team that has been doing it for at least 4 years that has won 3 years in a row.
Okay, so they're pretty intense.
Yes, they are.
We need some competition.
They're looking for some competition.
Knock them off the hill, yeah.
Knock them off the hill.
Absolutely.
And really, there's no age limit. You can do this. You can, my five-year-old grandson is going to do it, and he's going to ride his own bike for the first time.
Oh, fun.
But they've pulled him in a little, you know, behind the bike or in a car. And my 2-year-old granddaughter is going to be in it, and she's going to be in a bike seat behind her daddy. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and we had a gal do it who was, she just finished chemo. Her mom had just passed away, and The Amazing Race was her favorite show. She was honoring her mom and celebrating chemo. She found a group of friends. They walked, they rode bikes slow, they did the challenges at their own pace, and they just had fun. They didn't care if they won. They knew they were doing something fun, and she was like, I get to be part of The Amazing Race.
What
a
great story.
Exactly, exactly. So you do it for your own reasons, and you do it at your own pace. It really doesn't matter. It's a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want it, if you're competitive and you want to win, go for it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. And I love the marketing on this, because every picture that you guys take of The Amazing Race, I've never seen so many smiles in my life.
Oh my goodness.
And just people out having a really, really good time.
It's a crazy good time. Like
right.
It is crazy.
Uh-huh.
Not going to say it's not crazy. It is. Last year it poured. We didn't have a single team drop out. We waited till we got a break in the rain.
Would it be more fun, I would think.
They came back and were like, well, one more challenge. You know, they're just good sports, and they're there to have a good time.
Absolutely. But again, I got to stress this, too. You got a deadline for teams to get signed up.
We do, because we have to order T-shirts. We have to order medals. We have to order our food. So sometimes people forget that there's logistics, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So you can register your team at rwkinship.org. And all you need is your team racers' names, shirt sizes, emails.
That's right.
That's the gist.
The registration fee is not due until the day of the race.
The day of the race, so
you
can wait with that. Okay.
Monday, we want to have a team. You can get it together, because you have time to find your sponsors or to raise your money, or however you want to do that.
It'd be a great event. You know, it always is. I mean, and congrats to you guys for growing it into what it's become.
It really has grown. It's really fun.
Yep. And thank goodness to our sponsors, you know, because our main sponsors are paying for the T-shirts, the medal, the food. And so that's Mindac, Bobcat, Comstock, Cargill, WAP Dentistry, Vatterstead, Bremer, Red River Grain Company, Nadine Juleson, Essential Health, and Smith Motors. Did I miss any? Minn Kota Products. So they're the sponsors that are actually helping us pay for the things to keep our costs down so that we can keep all the money that teams raise.
You got a lot of good quality friends here.
I know we do.
You really
we
do.
We keep our challenge sponsors a secret, but we also have 8 local challenge sponsors, and we'll give them kudos, especially after the race. We'll try to, kind of put a lot of posts on to show the fun that people had at their challenges, because we want it to be a win-win.
Okay.
We just appreciate all the partnerships. We can't do this without our community, whether
100%.
It's businesses or volunteers.
Yes.
Kinship wouldn't exist without them.
Right.
So
no.
We're so lucky to have so many great people.
It speaks to the great work you do, too, when so many great people want to get behind you and support you, too. So
yes.
Definitely.
It's all about the kids.
It's true.
All
it's
right.
True.
So,
spread
folks, get your team together and get signed up. And, again, you can do that right now, and it's very easy to do.
Yeah,
right?
It'll take you a few minutes.
Okay, not a problem.
I mean, you might have to make a few phone calls to get T-shirt sizes from your team members.
Sure.
But yes.
But
it's not
definitely
hard.
Well worth it.
Yes.
To have a great day. Again, Amazing Race, June 5th. That is a Thursday. Check in at 5, and that'll go till 5:50. The race starts at 6 o'clock. And, folks, if you missed any information on this conversation, it'll be up on our new website and podcast early this afternoon.
Thank you.
Rebecca, Marie, thanks so much for stopping in. Appreciate it. Always great to see
you.
Thank
you, Bill. You're awesome.
Anytime Kinship needs anything from us, you guys always got an open door, okay? I want you to know that. So
thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Talking 19th Amazing Race. It's Kinship. Yes, they are one of our favorites. 947 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some.